105.7 The X Rocks. We're bigger, better, and louder. I'm Matt Behan from The Morning X. We are backstage in Moline, Illinois. Lars Ulrich from Metallica. This is a joy for me to finally meet you and say hi, man. So say hi to Peoria.
I appreciate that, man. What's up, Peoria?
Hey, man. So let's start. First things first, I was looking at a new issue of Rolling Stone magazine. I just got it yesterday. And I'm looking at the top 10 albums in the country right now. Firmly lodged in the top five is Metallica, has been for weeks, and AC/DC. It feels like it's 1983 all over again, or 88 for that matter, whatever it may be. How do you feel about that? It's been the first time, I read somewhere in that article, it's been the first time in like years since two major rock bands firmly lodged out there doing amazing work.
That's awesome. Listen, and Guns is, Axl's putting his record out in 3 weeks, so maybe there'll be three up there. It's a great time, man. Hard rock and metal is alive all over the world. I'm telling you, we've been a lot of places in the last couple of years, and it's not just in America. I mean, you go to Scandinavia, Eastern Europe, Japan. I mean, we were in Korea 2 years ago. It was off the charts. It's great. It almost seems like maybe with this economy thing that's going on, or people just need the dose, escapism, and they need to go and park their minds in something that gives them release. But I think there's also a rite of passage thing that's happening now, maybe a little more, that the generation that we grew up, now our kids are starting to kind of get turned on to what we were turned on by. And I can see down at my son's middle school, the bunch of 6th and 7th graders, man, they're walking around, doing a lot of flashing me the metal sign when I show up unwashed and unbathed every morning, dropping my kids off. I mean, it's pretty cool. So it's definitely there's a good, strong, positive vibe happening for hard rock all over the world. It's good to be part of.
It really is, man, and it's great in Peoria. It's we're middle America. The phrase is, if it plays in Peoria, it plays anywhere. We're smack dab in the middle of the country, and hard rock and metal is our whole life, and we are a metal town, a hard rock town. Metallica is obviously a huge deal with what's going on in Peoria. Mudvayne is from Peoria. We're excited about it. Let's talk about the album for a second. I'm sure you're probably getting a barrage of questions about the album, but my God, does this thing absolutely kick ass. You guys seem like you've lifted some weight out there, and it just jams.
Well, thank you. What can you say? Rick Rubin said that he felt that Metallica had never really captured the energy that we are capable of producing live. We never captured that on a record yet. So that was kind of the call, that was the mantra, and come on, stand up while you're playing. All the rest of the guys are sitting down and getting each other's faces and do the whole thing. So, that was kind of the whole thing. And when I hear Death Magnetic, I hear that life in it. I hear that energy. And I'm proud of the fact that we actually were able to capture some of that, I think, for the first time. No disrespect to the great records that we made with Bob Rock up through the 90s and so on. But some of them, when I hear them now, they sound a little they sound like we're holding back a little bit, and this thing is just flies out and slams you in the face. So it's great. I'm very proud of it. I've just been able to start listening to it in the last couple weeks. When you're making a record and you're so close to it, you have to get away from it for a while. But I listened to a couple of tracks in the car the other day, and it was like, whoa, this is pretty cool. I get to where I'm going faster. You know what I mean? So it's I'm definitely proud of it, and it's been like you're saying, it's been so well received, way beyond our expectations. And there's a lot of goodwill from, the fans and but also the critics and people in your world and from a lot of our friends in other bands, although our peers and stuff. So it's a good time to be in Metallica.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a tremendous album, man. It's quite enjoyable on many, many levels, man, which is really cool. So talking about you personally, I mean, in terms of your drumming style, it's like funny, you think of all the last 25, 30, whatever, since metal's been around, hard rock, and what you do on drums, I don't think you get enough respect in regards to, A, how fluid you are, how tight you are, how amazing you are on drums. But here's a question, maybe, I don't know if you've been asked this before or not. When you guys were just getting going, who was it? What drummer was it out there where you said, I'm going to be a drummer, and this one person or this one style has really got me motivated to be a drummer in a hard rock band? Because your style is pretty uncanny, man.
Well, thank you. It's a combination of a couple different people. When I started, my big hero was Ian Paice. It was Deep Purple. And then as that was when I was a kid, as we started Metallica, the guys that helped shape my sound was Phil Taylor from Motorhead, and the first drummer in Iron Maiden, Clive Burr. Very, very underrated guy, and it's just incredible. You know, most of these guys, to me, and I don't mean this disrespectfully about guys that have a lot of ability, but to me, it's all about what you do within the song. It's not about showing off or about what your ability is or what you're capable of. It's like, how do you make it work within the context of what's going on within the song and the riffs and the vocals and all that type of stuff, and having that kind of understanding and always putting the music, you know, first, and not sitting there and go, look at me, how cool I am. And guys like Clive Burr and Phil Taylor and stuff, they did that. They really complimented. So there's a guy that probably doesn't show up on the radar very much in Peoria, a guy named Duncan Scott, who played in a band called Diamond Head, who were also very inspirational to Metallica in the early days. We've covered a bunch of their songs. So a couple guys like that. But it's always been, I've tried to find the right balance between, you know, what the song needs and, you know, my own kind of, you know, sometimes you want to be up front, sometimes you want to sit in the background and just let the song do its thing, you know.
Question about, I think, for, you know, diehard fans, you know, they see the document, you know, the documentary a few years ago, which, that thing's riveting. It's riveting to watch. And you feel like totally the fly on the wall watching that, you know, like, wow, the heart and the soul, the angst, the passion, the life of what it's like. I mean, you guys, it's like, you're going through this, you know, these challenges you had going on. How, I mean, I'm guessing based on the way things are going, things are healthy, everybody's happy, and how is everybody right now?
It's great. It's a long time ago. You know, that movie was 7 years ago, most of it. So it's, you know, I'm glad that we had the balls to see the movie through. I'm glad that people got a chance to have that kind of access. I know that for some people it was almost too much access, and that's cool. But I think Metallica has always been about access and about making ourselves available to the fans, you know, warts and all, as they say. Everybody's great. Everybody's chill. You know, now all that stuff's behind us. I mean, you know, James wrestled with his demons, you know, all that stuff, and came out a much better guy, and everybody's getting along. I think we've kind of understood a lot more about who we are, what makes us work, what the right balances need to be to make all this crazy stuff kind of be able to function. You know what I mean? We're much better at knowing our own limits and so on. So we're having a great time. We've been on the road in America for a couple of weeks, man. We haven't been on the road in America since 04. It's great to be back in America, in the heartland, and, you know, kind of getting a lot of love from the American heartland. So everybody's great, happy, big smiles. We were up in Chicago for a day off yesterday, and it's all good, man. I got nothing, no worries, nothing to complain about whatsoever.
Cool, man. That's great news. I think the fans love to hear that answer, obviously. It's always good when bands get along and they keep out the going, doing their thing, man. So
sometimes, man, dude, I don't know how long these shoulders and these necks and all this stuff are going to last. I mean, that's the only question, man. The spirit can go on forever, man. But sometimes, you know, it doesn't get any easier as you're 44 playing Fight Fire with Fire and all that nutty stuff. You know what I mean? So it's hopefully we got another 10-20 years of doing this, but there are days, I mean, the hardest working guy out here, you'll see him walk around the corridors here. He's a little you know, gentleman with, you know, the bald crown there, and he looks like he could take you out with one chop. You know, he's the hardest working guy out here. He's the guy that takes care of our necks and our backs and our limbs and all this. And, you know, my worst nightmare is sitting up on stage and all of a sudden, like, I see my arm in slow motion, my arm's just flying out of the socket into the audience, still holding onto a drumstick, and like, you know, like, can I have my arm back, please? You know, you keep the drumstick.